Here's your fair value brief for Thursday, August 27, 2026. Gasoline and diesel prices could be heading up soon. U.S. refineries are running at 97.4% capacity, yet gasoline inventories dropped 2.5 million barrels last week, and distillate stocks fell 2.2 million barrels, the steepest weekly decline since early 2025. Tight supply could push pump prices higher within weeks, which might lift September's inflation numbers and delay any Fed rate cuts. NVIDIA's AI-driven growth is coming with some financial trade-offs. The company's second quarter net income jumped 70% year-over-year to $59.7 billion, confirming strong AI demand. But behind the scenes, $12 billion in customer financing, carrying 7-9% interest, shows the strain behind this rapid expansion. And geopolitical risks are giving the dollar a boost. The DXY index rose 0.2% to 99.15 as tensions between Iran and the U.S. flared up, reinforcing the dollar's role as a safe haven. Meanwhile, foreign central banks are selling treasuries to support their own currencies, which is pushing U.S. yields higher. Now, to the markets. Two big themes are shaping the economy right now: relentless AI spending and a sudden shortage of refined oil products. NVIDIA's earnings, $59.7 billion in net income, with AI chips driving 70% revenue growth, pushed NASDAQ futures up 1.1% overnight, keeping tech's momentum going. But here's the catch. U.S. gasoline inventories fell 2.5 million barrels last week, while distillate stocks, that's diesel and jet fuel, dropped 2.2 million barrels, the largest weekly decline in 18 months. Refineries are running at 97.4% capacity, yet supplies keep shrinking. There's no hurricane or OPEC cut to blame. This is demand outpacing production, and consumers will feel it. Gasoline prices could climb 5-7% in the next 6 weeks, which might push September's inflation reading higher and give the Fed more reason to keep rates right where they are. Meanwhile, the dollar is gaining ground amid geopolitical uncertainty. The DXY index edged up to 99.15 as Iran-U.S. tensions escalated, with CIA alerts to Moscow and protests in Tehran. The dollar's strength isn't just about U.S. interest rates anymore. It's the go-to asset in a volatile world. But there's a downside. Foreign central banks are selling treasuries to defend their own currencies, which is driving U.S. yields higher and tightening financial conditions without the Fed even lifting a finger. Here's the big story: the refined product shortage hiding in plain sight. This week's Energy Information Administration report revealed a critical imbalance. U.S. gasoline inventories fell 2.5 million barrels, while distillate stocks dropped 2.2 million barrels, the biggest weekly decline since early 2025. Refineries are running at 97.4% capacity, meaning they're nearly maxed out. This isn't a temporary blip from a hurricane or an OPEC move. It's demand outstripping supply, and the economic consequences could come faster than many expect. Why does this affect prices? Gasoline and diesel costs are poised to rise. The price gap between the two has already shrunk from 45 cents per gallon in June to 28 cents today. When this spread tightens, refiners have less incentive to process heavy crude into diesel, so they either cut production or switch to lighter crudes, both of which reduce overall supply. If gasoline and diesel prices climb 5-7% over the next 6 weeks, like they did in late 2022, September's inflation report could show a 0.4-0.5% month-over-month jump, pushing the annual rate back above 3.5%. Here's how the ripple effects play out. First, commodities lift inflation. Tight supply means higher fuel prices, which puts upward pressure on inflation. Second, inflation affects Fed policy. A hot September report could delay rate cuts until December. And third, Fed policy impacts markets. Extended high rates keep mortgage costs near 6.65%, raise corporate borrowing expenses, and weigh on stock valuations. Markets aren't fully pricing this in yet. The 10-year TIPS break-even, which measures inflation expectations, sits at 2.32%, suggesting traders think the Fed will ignore this pressure. But the last time product stocks fell this sharply, late 2022, inflation surged 0.6% in a month, and the Fed responded with another 3/4-point hike. Key signals to watch. First, the EIA's weekly product stock data over the next 3 weeks. If gasoline drops below 200 million barrels or distillate falls under 100 million barrels, inflation risks get reassessed. Second, the 10-year tips break even. If it moves above 2.45%, bond markets are expecting a Fed reaction. And third, Fed Chair Warsh's speech at Jackson Hole today at 10 a.m. Eastern. If he highlights persistent inflation in services or fuels, the 2-year yield, now at 4.17%, could jump. This isn't about crude oil. WTI is flat at $82. It's about the fuels we use every day, and the system is running low on buffer. Now, the big picture. The S&P 500 ended Wednesday nearly unchanged, down just 0.02%, but the real action was under the surface. Tech and industrials led, with the tech sector up 0.61% and industrials up 1.09%, while consumer discretionary and healthcare lagged. The Nasdaq, heavy on AI, inched up 0.05%, but futures tell the real story. Nasdaq futures rose 1.1% overnight, driven by Nvidia's earnings and Oracle's 2.8% gain, which lifted software stocks. Bonds, though, are flashing caution. The 10-year Treasury yield holds at 4.64%, the 30-year at 5.17%, levels last seen in 2007. The yield curve remains upward sloping, with the 10-year minus 2-year spread at 47 basis points, but watch for signs of flattening. Credit markets stay calm. Investment-grade spreads are at 0.81%, high yield at 2.7%, both below historical norms. Crypto is the outlier in risk-on mode. Bitcoin climbed 1.2% to $79,986. Ethereum rose 1.1% to $2,535, extending monthly gains. Bitcoin's up 25%, Ethereum 34%. Solana led all coins with a 2.2% rise to $104.40. The tell? Stablecoin liquidity is growing. Circle issued $5 billion in USDC last week, and Tether's activity suggests new capital is entering digital assets. The bigger picture, stocks are betting on AI's growth, bonds are pricing in stubborn inflation, and commodities face geopolitical risks alongside demand shocks. The dollar's strength ties it all together, tightening global financial conditions while keeping U.S. assets attractive. But the refined product squeeze is the wild card. If gasoline prices spike in September, the Fed's rate cut timeline could stretch, challenging the soft landing narrative. Around the world, Middle East tensions are simmering, though markets remain muted. Iran and Oman are discussing a temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil route largely blocked since February. Brent crude dipped 1% to $86.94 on the news, but the move feels temporary. Only 5 tankers passed through the strait this weekend, down from a pre-war average of 130 per day. China's slowdown is reshaping commodities in unexpected ways. Copper prices rose 0.7% to $6.64 per pound, not from strong demand, but from supply constraints. A squeeze in London's market and U.S. tariff threats have limited availability. Europe's bond markets are under strain. Reports show that heavily indebted nations, France, Italy, the U.K., and Japan, face rising pressure as investors demand higher yields. The spread between German and Italian 10-year bonds has widened to 1.8 percentage points, a level not seen since the Eurozone debt crisis. In Asia, South Korea's equity market continues its decline, with the Kospi index down 20% from its peak, wiping out $2.5 trillion in market value. The common thread? Liquidity is the new oil. Whether it's the dollar's safe haven demand, the European Central Bank's bond market pressures, or South Korea's equity rout, capital flows are determining winners and losers. Now, companies in focus. Nvidia's earnings beat expectations, but financing risks are emerging. Second quarter net income hit $59.7 billion, with AI chip revenue up 70% year over year. The company forecast another 70% revenue jump next year, lifting shares 1.5% after hours. But filings show Nvidia's $12 billion in customer financing, loans at 7-9% interest, effectively props up demand. Oracle's cloud growth lifted software stocks. Shares rose 2.8% on strong cloud revenue, pulling the sector higher. ARM landed AI chip orders from Meta and OpenAI. ARM shares jumped 3.9% after announcing $2 billion in committed orders for its new AGI CPU. Eli Lilly's weight loss drug demand is softening. Shares fell 3.6% on reports of slowing interest in GLP-1 drugs like Zepbound. And Uber's growth is slowing as riders cut back. Shares declined 2.3% after ride-hailing revenue growth decelerated. From Washington, all eyes are on Jackson Hole today, where Fed Chair Kevin Warsh speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern. With core inflation at 3.3%, well above the Fed's 2% target, and refined product shortages threatening to push prices higher, Warsh's tone will shape whether markets brace for prolonged rates or an eventual cut. The Treasury market is also in focus with a $44 billion 7-year note auction today. Strong demand could ease yield concerns, while weak demand might push the 10-year yield toward 4.75%. One detail to note, the Fed's balance sheet is shrinking again. After a brief pause in quantitative tightening, the central bank has resumed letting $95 billion in bonds roll off monthly. Under the hood, let's focus on the refined product stock draws tightening the gasoline-diesel spread, forcing refiners to adjust crude runs and reset inflation expectations. Wednesday's EIA data showed a critical shift. U.S. refinery utilization hit 97.4%, up 0.2 percentage points from last week, while gasoline stocks fell 2.54 million barrels and distillate stocks dropped 2.23 million barrels. The largest weekly decline since early 2025. This isn't seasonal noise. It's a structural gap between demand and refinery capacity. Gasoline demand is 3.2% above the 5-year average, and distillate demand is up 4.1%, driven by trucking and air travel rebounds. The impact, as the gasoline-diesel spread narrows, refiners lose the incentive to process heavy crude into diesel. They either cut production or switch to lighter crudes, both of which reduce total supply. Markets haven't fully priced this in. The 10-year TIPS break-even sits at 2.32%, suggesting traders expect the Fed to overlook this pressure. But the last time product stocks fell this sharply, late 2022, inflation jumped 0.6% in a month, and the Fed hiked rates by 0.75 point. Key indicators to watch. First, EIA's weekly product stock data over the next 3 weeks. Gasoline below 200 million barrels or distillate under 100 million barrels would force a reassessment of inflation risks. Second, the 10-year TIPS break-even. A rise above 2.45% would signal bond markets expect a Fed response. And third, Fed Chair Warsh's Jackson Hole speech today at 10 a.m. Eastern. If he flags persistent inflation in services or fuels, the 2-year yield could climb from its current 4.17%. Worth learning today, real versus nominal yields. Yesterday, we looked at how markets would react to the U.S. core PCE price index, which came in at 0.2%, matching expectations. Yet the 10-year Treasury yield still rose to 4.64%. Why? Because bonds care about real yield, the return after inflation. Here's the concrete example. Buy a 10-year Treasury today at 4.64%. If inflation runs at 3.3%, your real yield, the actual gain in purchasing power, is only 1.34%. How it works? Nominal yield is the bond's stated rate, 4.64% on the 10-year Treasury. Inflation is the rate at which prices rise, eroding your money's value. Real yield is nominal yield minus inflation. This is your true earnings after adjusting for higher prices. When inflation expectations rise, bond investors demand higher nominal yields to offset the loss in real returns. That's why the 10-year yield climbed even with an on-target PCE print. The market is pricing in persistent inflation, which eats into real yields. Why this matters to your money now? Savings and CDs. That 4.5% APY on your high-yield account? With 3.3% inflation, your real return is just 1.2%. Bonds. Rising real yields make bonds more attractive, but if inflation surprises to the upside, your purchasing power could shrink. Stocks. Companies with pricing power, think Coca-Cola or Microsoft, can pass on higher costs, protecting real earnings. Here's what to watch this week. Today, August 27th. At 10 a.m. Eastern, FedChair Warsh speaks at Jackson Hole. Every word will be parsed for clues on the Fed's inflation stance and rate cut timing. And at 1 p.m. Eastern, the 7-year note auction. Weak demand could push the 10-year yield toward 4.75%. Friday, August 28th. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, Canada's GDP month-over-month report is forecast at 0.2%, down from 0.3% last time. A miss could weaken the Canadian dollar and pressure Canadian stocks. And at 10 a.m. Eastern, the preliminary benchmark payrolls revision. A sharp downward revision could prompt a reassessment of U.S. labor market strength. That's today's brief. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest.